Episode 157, The Pursuit of Success.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, ladies. You know what? I'm so excited you're here. You just flipped my joy switch on every single time we get to chat. Thank you so much for being here. It is truly an honor to sit here and just spend time with you. And today, we got some great stuff. We all want to be successful, right? You want to be successful in life. You want to be a great wife, a great woman, an amazing mother, an incredible career person, whatever you're doing with your job. Okay, and your job, if you're like, well, I'm not there, I work at home, that's a job. Okay, you're the CEO of the family. If anybody hasn't told you that, I just gave you a title. Isn't that cool? Yeah. The pursuit of success. We all want to be successful. That's what we're going to chat about today. And before we do, though, thank you so much for all of you listening around the world. Oh, my goodness, I am just so touched. Thank you for sharing, taking the time to rate and review us on iTunes. It is getting the podcast out there. If you haven't had that opportunity, I would truly, if there's anything I would ask you to do, is to go and take 90 seconds out of your time, go into iTunes, put in the search there, create your now, click on that, and that will take you to where it says rate and reviews. And you can click on there and you can give whatever star rating, one to five star, okay? Five star obviously being the best, and you can leave a comment there. I read those. It's a way for you also to communicate with me. Just thank you so much for taking the time to do that. Now, if you're brand new though, welcome, welcome. I'm excited you're a part of the family. Yes, you are part of the family, and you're a precious gem when you come here every single day. And know that no matter what is going on in your life, I am praying for you, okay? I may not know specifically you by name, but guess what? I don't need to know that. God knows that. And so I am praying for you. And I don't know, that just makes me feel better. That's really in part of my routine on a daily basis, is that I dedicate some time to really thinking about the family of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, because you are family. I mean, come on. All right, we have got to get to it. Eleanor Roosevelt, oh my goodness. She says, do one thing every day that scares you. Now, I'd like to say, and add to that and say, do one thing every day that scares the pants off of you. Because sometimes I think we do things that we think scares us, but it's really not, you know, stretching us as much as it could. So, but Eleanor, I mean, she says it so eloquently. Do one thing every day that scares you. One thing that I want to reference here are two episodes, previous episodes that were recorded, episode 40 and episode 47. Episode 40 talks about the secret to your success, and episode 47 talks about where fear stops you. So those are great references to go back to and listen, or to refresh your mind, because today we're going to go a little bit deeper. We got to get into the pursuit of success. You want to be a successful mom, right? And more importantly, before you even become a successful mom, have you become your best selfie? You have to become the best. You have to be the most successful Sue that there ever is on this planet. Because guess what? It's only you. You have to be the most successful Pam, the most successful Christy, the most successful Wendy, the most successful Colleen, the most successful Tracy, the most successful Stephanie, the most successful Julie, the most successful Crystal. I could go on and on and on and on. The pursuit of success starts with you. It does. The thing is that we're always looking for that magic, that secret sauce. What is it? Well, I'm going to give you a little hint that I've got some of that secret sauce tucked in my back pocket for you later. So you got to stay tuned. But you know those infomercials that promise you all of this stuff? You get them in your email too now, and you get this long, huge page and write-up of, oh, if you do this, if you take this, if you do this exercise, if you take this supplement, if you just do this, if you buy this book and read it, and you do it, and you do this particular thing 5 days a week, guess what? I promise you, I guarantee you, you'll have success. It's always those shiny objects that we're drawn to. But you see, you are actually holding the key. You are. In your pursuit of success. Think about your life questions. What do you want to do? What matters most to you? What do you see yourself doing before you die? How about, what do you dream about? What goals do you hope to achieve? What are you working on right now? Maybe it's a goal you're working on right now. Where are you going in your life? Where do you see? What stage are you in life? Oh my goodness. We could go on and on and on. These are life questions. And they're thrown at you all the time. And that doesn't mean you're thinking about them 24/7. But it's when you have those hiccups in life, those pit stops in life, those storms in life that get you thinking these life questions. And then it boils down to, oh, how am I doing really? What's my report card? How am I doing in my pursuit of success? Am I there? Have I reached the pinnacle of my life? I don't know. Have you? All these life questions require you to take action in order to gain success. I'm going to say that again. All of these life questions, okay, all the ones, and there's so many more, but the ones we just talked about and more, require you to take action in order to gain success. Remember, I said you hold the key. You do. You actually hold the key. However, what happens is life gets in the way, right? The pit stops, the hiccups, the storms. It gets in our way, and guess what? Then excuses jump in, right? It becomes your kryptonite. You get derailed, okay? Everything becomes like disproportioned, and you're like, whoa. You know when you look through those crazy little round cylindrical? Yeah, that's it. Okay, don't laugh at me, laugh with me. All right. But you know those long, long tubes and you look at them and when you look through them, they would give you different shapes and you could move it around. The name has totally left me, but you know what I'm talking about. And if you don't, that means I'm so old, doesn't it? Okay. Well, that's all right if I'm so old. But you know what I mean, right? And they're all different colors in there. I'll think of it eventually. Anyway, you're looking through that long tube. And the thing is, what you see is all distorted. It's all messed up. And you're sitting here going, wait, but I'm in the pursuit of success. I got to get there. I got to answer all these questions. Or am I really being my best selfie? Am I doing what I'm supposed to do? Am I fulfilling my life's purpose? What is your life's purpose? Oh my gosh, another life question. And it goes on and on and on. The problem is when you begin to derail, when your kryptonite sets in, you get in that rut, you fall into that ditch, and it holds you there because you get comfortable. You get comfortable in the ditch. That sounds really kind of horrible, doesn't it? But seriously, you do, right? If you know you have bills that you need to pay, you have debt that you want to pay off, and one of your goals is to actually pay that debt off and be debt free, with the exception of just month-to-month living expenses, but you want to get rid of credit card debt, okay? Let's just take that as an example. When you look at that, all right, yet what happens is you're still buying more than what you can afford in cash. Is that the correct way to pursue success? Are you getting to your goal? You see, the kryptonite is what holds you there. It's, oh, yeah, I know. I really want to pay that off, but I really need this new thing that just came out on the market. And oh my gosh, I cannot live without that. And you know what? I've got to have a new purse because it was only like 4 months ago I got a new purse. And now it's a new season, so I need a new purse. Ring a bell with any of you? Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's one of those things. And the kryptonite, it holds you there, okay? It's attractive almost. And so you find yourself enveloped in it and you can't get out. And then when you go back to your life, questions because another pitfall or pit stop or a hurricane, you've got your hiccups, whatever, your little speed bump happens and it just kind of jostles you a minute enough to go, oh, wait, but that's not where I wanted to be today. This isn't where I thought. This is not part of my dream. This isn't my goal 2 years ago. What am I doing here? Yet what happens? You fall back in, you get a little more comfortable, the kryptonite sets in, you're mesmerized, and life continues. The excuses remain, and the pursuit of success is no longer there. Now you say, okay, wait, I want to get off this bus. I want to get out of the kryptonite. I don't want to be sucked in anymore. How do I do it? Yes, that is awesome. I'm so excited you asked that. Because there is a way. Now, before we go into that, though, know that also when you're pulled into the ditch, when life happens, you get the excuses, the kryptonite is there. Know that also your emotions become attached to those circumstances. So the next thing you know, that the answer to your life's questions are forever changed. You see, because it's not just that life has happened, but now you've attached an emotion to it. It gets even deeper. Yeah. And the stronghold is that much harder. It's a grip that sometimes you just can't get out of. But you know, you can get out of it. You already said, I'm ready to, right? You're saying, like, tell me, how can I pursue success? Because I want to be on the pursuit of success. I want to get out of this wherever I am right now. Think about where you are right now. Are you ready to jump on board and say, I want to pursue success? It's time for me. If that's you, let's listen. What's that secret sauce? What's that key that you are holding? That key is you, right? Number one, okay? You actually hold the power, okay? Stick with me here. We as human beings are so habitual. We like to be comfortable. And sometimes, even when we're comfortable in misery, that's comforting. That doesn't seem to go hand in hand, does it? That misery can be comfortable. Drama can be comfortable. What about happiness being comfortable? But you see, the thing is that kryptonite, because we're so taken, our emotions are attached, we've fallen into the groove, we're not ready to release it because we're comfortable. Yeah. That's the ultimate kryptonite. We're habitual creatures. We hold on to truly to comfort. You see, the key to the pursuit of success is you, and it's fear. Bum, bum, bum. Were you waiting for something big to explode? I mean, seriously, here's your kiss. The keep it simple strategy is use fear to pursue success. You're like, wait a minute, this doesn't make any sense. Oh, yes, it does. You are a habitual creature. You like to feel comfortable. Going out and looking for a new job and getting your resume together and putting yourself out there is getting you out of your comfort zone. And that is not a good feeling. That's a fear factor. But you see, fear is what helps to pursue success. It's a thing that propels you out of that ditch. It releases the hold of the kryptonite. And it says, you know what? I really don't think I like it here. And sometimes it takes a major, major, major storm to shake you up enough to kind of release the grip going, okay, well, that wasn't too bad. I really didn't like it, but I think I'd rather be on the other side. So let's go for it. And it's your fear that allows you to pursue success. So you say, okay, how can I do that? If fear can help me pursue success, what do I need to do? Number one, first of all, what don't you know about your goal? What don't you know about your goal? It's important, number one, that you know your goals, and there's going to be lots of them, but you need to look at these one at a time or you're going to be bombarded, okay? So you start with one, whatever that one goal is, start with that. What don't you know about your goal? Okay, look at that. Because that actually is one of the things that's holding you back. That's the fear part. You see, you're going to have to do something with that in order to release the kryptonite, to get out and climb out of that ditch that you're in, to climb out of the comfortable place. Number two, you need to try something new. You need to do something out of the ordinary. Think about this. If you are trying to change and you want to exercise, you want to add more movement to your day, but you have children who have activities, you have a job, you obviously have a family to take care of, so that requires you to cook meals and things like that. There's activities after school and during summertime, etc. Where? I don't have enough time. Oh my goodness, try something new out of the ordinary. Get up earlier. Oh my goodness. Oh, but I'm so tired. Well, if you're so tired, then what do you need to do? Go to bed earlier. Wow. But you see, we're not comfortable doing that. We like staying up late. We like kind of being cozied where we are because that's our comfortable zone. It feels good. Even though it may not be right, but it feels good. That emotion draws you in deeper. Try something new. Do something out of the ordinary. And number three, commit to the change, your new normal. Yeah. You see, what you're doing is what? You're creating a new habit. That eventually, as you do something more and more and more, it's going to become what? Easier. And it'll be the opportunity of derailment will become less. Therefore, the pursuit of success is in your reach. How cool is that? It's awesome, right? So let fear pursue success for you. Let yourself climb out of that ditch. Don't allow yourself to be stuck just because you're comfortable. We're not supposed to be comfortable creatures. God created us to continue to grow, to continue to learn, to expand, to be stretched. The pursuit of success is all of that. And that's when you take your fear in order to pursue success. And guess what? You hold the key. It's all in you. So go out, take the key that you have, that you've always had, and go out and pursue your success. And remember, like Eleanor Roosevelt said, do one thing every day that scares you. I love you so very much. I hope you have an incredible day. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon.
Feeling inspired, bye-bye. Ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.